It's time for our Bahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bahuska Husky head football coach Joe Tillman. Huskies 0-1 after a loss on the road at Kellyville on Friday, 29-6, the final score of the Ponies over the Huskies. Coach, I know from just talking with Kevin Anthony, who was on there with that ball game, close early on, but Kellyville just kind of pulled away with it the last couple quarters.
Yeah, Kellyville was a good experience for us as a young football team. We scored first. We had another opportunity in the second quarter, got inside the 10-yard line, came away with zero there. You know, you look at the film and you look at the tape. Really impressed with the Kellyville interior on both sides of the football. Their offense and defensive line just pretty much beat us up pretty good. And that's hats off to them and a tribute to them. But, you know, they're a young football team, and they had a home opener, big crowd, and they were excited. And, you know, again, you go back, you look at the tape, and we're a block or two here, a missed tackle here or there. We had too many missed tackles, too many missed assignments, and, you know, we'll go back to work again and get ready for Morrison next week.
Obviously, there's no excuses, but you guys had to face some adversity right off the bat. Kind of a weird week for your kids in a lot of manners. They were supposed to start school, didn't because of the gas leak. Then the gas leak caused you guys to have to play on the road. You mentioned the crowd. So you turned what was supposed to be a home game and two straight home games to begin the season into kind of a tougher matchup because you had to drive an hour or so down to your south. And no excuses there, but I would guess at least a little bit of a learning curve for your guys after you had to face some adversity right off the bat and something you probably didn't think was going to arise.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to have had a home game, but, you know, I don't think the outcome would have been much different. It's just, you know, actually having no school has allowed us to do a lot of film study and a little bit of extra conditioning in the morning. Like this morning, we didn't have school, so the kids all came in. They want to run, and we ran 18 110s and 5 gassers, and now they're going over to the weight room to lift, and we'll watch a little bit of film. So I think school's going to try to start Tuesday or Wednesday. But we're fine. We're just, you know, we got a lot of work to do trying to build a depth chart. Like I said, we got 22 kids out right now, and we're just working through trying to be the best we can. One thing I will say, Evan, is me and the staff felt together that we did see some improvement from the Barnstall scrimmage to the Kellyville game. So now we're looking for improvements going into Morrison.
So let's talk about Morrison a little bit. Hopefully no weird things this weekend. Another home game scheduled for you guys. What do you know about Morrison?
What I know about Morrison is they've won 35 national championships over there in that small little community, state championships, if you will. I tell the kids that, you know, it's a little football town, and they've had the success in the past. I think in true actuality, they've won 31 state titles. They run the wing tee. They run it well. They run it in their grade school systems, and by the time those kids are in junior high and high school, they're very efficient with what they do. Tough kids, they'll be in shape. They just know how to play the game, and they have done that for years and years in a wonderful tradition that Morrison has down there. So we'll have to be sound, be able to, you know, understand the wing tee through the film study that we have, and do the best that we can to, you know, to defend it. We don't want to give up great big plays all the time. We have to, you know, we're not going to stop them all day, but we can't let them just have a field day with us. We've got to do our part defensively.
I know at least sometimes in the past when you face some towns like Morrison or teams like Morrison that has a history of success, that's something that you've usually tried to use as a teaching lesson for you guys in trying to build a program, and I would guess that'll be the same thing on Friday. I would assume Morrison will probably bring a great number of fans, and you can kind of point to that program as something that you'd like Bahuska to become.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you say that. Last night we met with all of our junior high kids. We haven't been able to start junior high practices because they don't have a locker room. And so now with school hopefully starting Tuesday, they'll be able to start. We had 32 kids show up in the 7th and 8th grade combined, 32 kids. That's more than I have right now in 4 grades in the high school. So 8th grade is you know, stocked with a lot of talent. The 7th grade class, you know, the 16, 17 kids they had represented last night. So the future looks good, and you know, trying to build something here and go in a positive direction. But you always look at schools like Morrison. You always look at those schools that have that tradition, Hominy. They've, you know, their history, they've won over 500 football games. So You look at those schools as an opportunity, and but yeah, you want to mirror them, you know, as best you can. But at the same time, you want to develop your own identity as well.
Let's talk a little bit about specifics from the Kellyville ball game. Who played well for you on both sides of the football?
Well, I'll start off. First half we played well. Brian Jeffers ran the ball 10 times for 50 yards in the first half. So that averaged out to be pretty well for him. I was real happy with Hunter Reed on the defensive side of the ball. Hunter had 9 tackles. Ryan Henley, young sophomore, both of those are sophomores. He had 7 tackles. J.T. Waddle, he had a number of tackles, and so did Bryce Drummond. And with those, these are all sophomore and freshmen besides Brian Jeffers that I'm talking about. They played well. Offensive line, we're a work in progress. You know, again, we start 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores on the offensive line, and just the terminology and understanding, you know, the blocking schemes that we have, they're struggling with it, but they're young. And so, but those kids that I mentioned there were decent. The quarterback play from Cade McNeil was decent. I think he threw for right at 80 yards in the first half. So came out, played a good first half. Second half fell apart.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Tillman, Huskies will open up their home season on Friday against Morrison in a ball game we'll have for you right here on KPGM. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time and best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you, Evan. Always a pleasure.